6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Monday, Central Time. May 16, 2022, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us this morning. Spent the entire weekend in. I didn't really have any jet lag. Amazing. Managed to get 5 hours of sleep last night. And up and at him again, of course, you know, because things get exciting and you say a little prayer before you go on the air that whatever is coming out of my mouth, God put it there. So that's one of the reasons why we have the listener base that we have. And, of course, we added a few hundred more listeners from the weekend's events at Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where I was speaking on day two at 11:30 in the morning. You get 15 minutes on stage, and if you run over the 15 minutes, they gong you. And so the warning they give you on stage is, don't make me gong you. It's like the gong show, you know, then they have to drag you off stage. No, I got everything done in 14 minutes and 50 seconds. But we'll expand on a little bit of that while we're at it. And we'll do that right after we let you know that we've got 10% off all of North American Urban Spice products this week at the Power Mall, in addition to the BOGO continuing on OxyLift while supplies last. Limit one per customer, 10% off OxySulfur, 15% off your basic essentials this week. That's right, from OptiVita. Gotta love that. Smaller, cheaper package than Complete Essentials, but you still get all the goodies. We've got closeouts at 50% off, too, on iron and molybdenum, calcium, potassium, vitamin E and zinc, and high-sorb Q10 from Good Health Naturally. And we've got a new book out from Perry A., talking all about head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay. You can buy that in the 1 or 4 pound package and start enjoying the benefits of clay as it sucks all the toxins out of your body. And, you know, with that, getting done what needs to be done, we have an open phone line, 844-769-2944. If you attended this past weekend's event at the Reawaken America Tour in Myrtle Beach, we would love to hear from you. I know I got a lot of well-wishing and did a lot of podcast interviews when I was in Myrtle Beach with some of the other podcasters. And, of course, if they're listening, they get to jump on the phone, too, and share any information they might have. It's all about sharing and knowledge, because knowledge is power. And, you know, the old Jose 4:6, my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. They just don't want to accept the word. We are in a spiritual war, in a physical war with our own government, believe it or not. Sad, but true. And, you know, I know all of you are out there going, oh, why would my government want to hurt little old me? Well, all you got to do is look around you. How are they hurting you now? Well, I can tell you how they're doing that. One, they're pumping your brain, which is trying to get around this little issue called cognitive dissonance. I talked a lot about that. You can still see it. We've archived the entire 2-day event, and it's still available for streaming on thepowerhour.com. So you can look for the scroll and go in there and nail it. And not only that, but Epic Times, if you're a subscriber, also has day one and day two of Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour. As a matter of fact, Epic Times was there, and I talked to several of the good folks there. And it's, you know, quite an interesting little thing. I even talked to a couple of the reporters from China who were there as well. They write various stories about China on Epic Times. Of course, you know, we all seem to think that China is the greatest enemy to the United States. A lot of it basically because of the pandemic, or the plandemic, whatever you want to call it. Meanwhile, in Israel, former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, gloated on Monday as the prosecution in his corruption trial asked the court for permission to amend its indictment against him when a key witness backtracked on his earlier testimony against the former prime minister. In your face, Netanyahu told reporters. He faces 3 charges, which have been described by critics from the beginning as bogus and as an apparent effort by Netanyahu's political enemies in the Israeli legal fraternity to remove him from power. In what is known as Case 4000, considered the most serious of the 3, he's accused of providing lucrative benefits to Shaul Elovich, then owner of communications firm Bezek, and the Walla News site in exchange for favorable coverage, the Times of Israel notes. Of course, you see, they've got their own little demonization thing going on there. You can read more about that in our email blast. The globalist elite, by the way, I don't know if you know that they have been embracing private jets as a means of travel. According to a report Sunday confirms, Reuters says a shift toward private flying that wealthy Americans saw as a necessity during the past 2 years is now showing signs of becoming something else, a pricey but sought-after alternative to a premium ticket on a commercial flight. And here's the reason why they're doing it. It's not because they think they're going to catch something other than somebody's bullet or somebody's baseball bat over the top of their head for either being woke or for being one of these elitists by Bill Gates, you know, that all thinks that, you know, here he is speaking out on climate change while producing a large carbon footprint using a flying private jet. He says such criticism is totally fair. He doesn't really give a damn what you think. He's going to fly anyway. And if you were watching my presentation, you saw I had him all dressed up like Freddy with vaccine needles sticking out of all of his fingers. If you laugh. See, that's the whole thing with Freddy Krueger. You really didn't have a choice. Kind of crazy the way this works in life. Actually, you do have a choice. You have a choice to worship God or you have a choice to worship Satan. And you worship Satan vis-a-vis worshiping your government and thinking your government has all the answers. Oh, they claim they have a solution, all right. I get that. You know what's interesting about solutions? I talked about this in my speech on stage that you can go watch on day two at 11:30 a.m. on your clock while you're dialing it up there. You can scroll across the screen to my segment if you want to watch it. Get up close and personal. All the slides I used, the majority of them got up on the board, so you can actually see what I was pointing to. I got to talk about Tavistock Institute and went deep down into the Committee of 300, showing exactly where Tavistock Institute was put and where they fit in the food chain of the Committee of 300, of which the chairman of that is Queen Elizabeth II. At least that's what this particular chart said. We're still deep diving into a lot of this stuff, and I encourage all of you to do the same. I know there were a lot of people in the audience freaked out. If you happen to have been there and you watched the show, or you were there and you saw Eric Trump or General Flynn, please give us a call on the toll-free line and let us know what you thought of Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour, 844-769-2944. We invite you to do that as we have open lines going right now. A Cuban state-run newspaper recently promoted an article touting the alleged benefits of, guess what? Using human urine as an agricultural fertilizer, according to the independent website Cubanet. Publication called Cinco de Septiembre, which is the official government-run newspaper of Cuba's Cienfuegos province, recently shared an article suggesting that Cubans fertilize crops by peeing on them. Sounds like fun. Can you see them all out there doing that? Oh, boy. You know, what else are they going to do when they got no fertilizer because of the war in Ukraine? So you can blame that on everything. Blame everything on Ukraine. Blame everything on Putin. Yeah, this is what our government is doing. Oh, all these expensive groceries you have in the stores, the lack of baby formula, that's all Putin's fault. You see, it's so easy when you're a moron to just blame somebody else. You don't want to take no accountability whatsoever out of this administration. Well, you know, when you have Scarecrow and Giggles running it, what do you expect?
Having a little fire, Scarecrow.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is. Russia, by the way, speaking of Ukraine, is withdrawing troops, according to United Kingdom's Ministry of Defense, spewed out last week. They're saying that all of these troops are being withdrawn. And, of course, from the Russian border, of course, now we're also hearing that Belarusian forces are also keeping Ukrainian forces busy in the eastern portions of the country. So here we have tit for tat. And, of course, in the meantime, Sweden, Finland still eyeballing the idea of joining NATO, of which their Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the Finns would be warmly welcome, promise a smooth and swift accession process. French President Emmanuel Macron said he fully supported Finland's choice to join the alliance. You see, this is what Russia doesn't want. They don't want people siding with NATO. They don't want our politicians siding with NATO. They don't want Finland or Sweden siding with NATO. They don't want them joining NATO because it puts the ability for NATO to move arms into both of those countries parked right at the Soviet border. This, of course, has Putin freaking out. Can you blame him? I mean, look what happened in the Cuban Missile Crisis with JFK. You know, missiles parked off the U.S. in Cuba? Really? There's probably a whole bunch more stuff parked off there that we don't know about right now. That's why they had the Havana Syndrome. In U.S. news, multiple people were shot at a church in Laguna Woods, California on Sunday around 2 in the afternoon. Orange County Sheriff tweeted 5 people were wounded in the church shooting. 1 person was killed. Exact number of people injured. The nature of the injury is not immediately clear. The motive for the shooting is not yet known. But, hey, they got one individual and a gun, which may have been used in the attack. My understanding is as soon as the police showed up, they found the guy all bound with extension cords. So apparently they got the shooter, but you have one person dead. Oh, this guy's going down for premeditated murder. We'll see how far that goes. Fortunately, it's Orange County and not Gascon's County, L.A. County. So we'll see just how liberated these prosecutors are. In Buffalo, New York, meanwhile, a white gunman accused of committing a racist massacre at a Buffalo supermarket made threatening comments that brought police to his high school last spring, but he was never charged with a crime, had no further contact with law enforcement after his release from a hospital. Nut job! Revelation raised questions about whether his encounter with police and the mental health system was yet another missed opportunity to put a potential mass shooter under closer law enforcement scrutiny, get him help, or make sure he didn't have access to deadly firearms. All of the above. Authorities say they were investigating the attack on predominantly black shoppers and workers at the Tops Friendly Market as a potential federal hate crime or act of domestic terrorism. Saturday's mass violence in Buffalo was the deadliest of a wave of fatal weekend shootings besides the church in a Texas flea market. Peyton Gendron, 18 years old, traveled about 200 miles from his home in Conklin, New York, to Buffalo to commit the attack, according to the cops. Supposedly, he was racist, what he called himself. They got called to his high school last June for a report that at that time he was 17 years old, where he made threatening statements. He was going to carry out a shooting at Susquehanna Valley High School in Conklin around graduation time. And, of course, they rounded him up and ran some tests and let him go. This is what happens. You don't keep your eye on what's going on. This is what happens. The Buffalo killer also was not conservative by any means. He despised Fox News, Greg Gutfeld, Ben Shapiro, Rupert Murdoch. Hated them all. He identified himself as a white supremacist. Well, there you go, little Joe, who's moving kind of slow at the junction. You know, the one at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with the mental acuity of a 2-year-old. Well, guess what? Yeah, he is, doesn't have to blame anybody now and call this kid a white supremacist because the kid did it for him. Peyton Gendron, you don't have to worry about Uncle Joe slandering you because you did it to yourself. When you go into a grocery store and open fire with a rifle while yelling racial epithets, guess what's going to happen to you? Yeah. You'll get the death penalty for what you did, boy. You'll get it. You get it. That's what them Southern boys, you do that down in the South, I guarantee you. You might even get lynched before you even get to trial. Some of these folks down there that, you know, it was amazing, too, because we were listening to Greg Locke. Pastor Greg Locke from Nashville, Tennessee. And he was going off about when he was holding open church services in a tent for 3,000 people, and the sheriff kept showing up because all the liberals were complaining during the COVID pandemic that Greg Locke, Pastor Greg Locke, was sitting there with his tent open with 3,000 people in there. Nobody gets sick, but yet they're all calling and complaining. He's breaking the law. He's violating the mandate. He's holding church services. Sheriff kept showing up and says, man, I like what you're doing. Give me something I can use. He said, well, I'll tell you what, you know, I'm going to paraphrase this. You can watch it live because I heard him. I was standing right there watching him speak. And as soon as he said, yeah, we'll show you about how we defend the First Amendment rights to the Constitution. If you want to come in and take away our First Amendment rights, we'd be more than happy to rally around the Second Amendment. And it's at that point I said, oh, now we're getting somewhere. So if you were at the show or you saw it streaming from wherever you were, bully for you. You paid very close attention to what was going on. You probably got some enlightenment. We said a lot of prayers for people. There is a restaurant waitress in Dallas whose baby Luna, is in critical care in the NICU. She's struggling basically to stay alive. And Cindy Stevenson in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, we were riding to the airport in an Uber. And John, the driver, was telling us all about Cindy and how she was undergoing chemo and having a tough time of it, trying to fight cancer. Mike in Missouri is having a very difficult time being used as a pincushion in the treatments that he is undergoing. And Joe in Pennsylvania is getting weaker by the minute, which that's not a good sign. We want to bring strength into their lives. If there's anybody that you want me to pray for this morning, you can email us at support@thepowerhour.com or give us a call, 844-769-2944. We did a lot of praying with people at the booth we were at in the media section, right across from Cash Patel's table. And so the type of things that people were coming at us with were afflictions, oppressions. And, of course, I asked that question. How many of your family members shunned you because you refused to wear a mask or take the jab? Hands went up all over that audience. I said, I want to see those hands. God gave you a sound mind, folks. This is the way it works in America. You have a sound mind. That means you get to think rationally outside the box. You are not a conspiracy theorist, especially when you do your homework and you realize, you know what, the government lied to me. Well, we don't want any of these people to be afflicted or oppressed that are on our prayer list. And like I said, if you have somebody you want to add, please do that. Dear Heavenly Father, we just bless this day, bless this nation, bless those within it that are afflicted, especially the people we just named. Father, we just ask you to get into their situation and lift them up and heal them. Bring comfort to them as they struggle to maintain. They're going to get better, Father. The free will that they have, all they got to do is accept you and accept your Son as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and they're going to be healed. And here's the one thing about the beauty of the Word of God. He said that all you have to do is have two or more gathered together in His name. It'll be added unto you. And so for baby Luna, Cindy, Mike, and Joe, we just lift the situation up to you and ask the Father for healing benefits and to make you strong and to be with you in your time of need. We know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man would come, and He knows our life like the hairs on our head. And we just pray for deliverance in all things in Christ Jesus, your Son Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen out there? Thank you. We appreciate that. Like I said, you know, we have no problem praying for a loved one right here on the radio. I just did it, didn't I? This is what's going to help this country, folks, is a lot of praying because it needs it. We are at war with our own government. Now, last week, I got to get into this baby formula thing. This is just tripping triggers all over the place. Because, you know, when you start realizing the fact that, you know, Dee Dee Kidd, who I've had on the show before, she talked in an article that was just released that we're going to put out there, disagreed with the idea that I would say, well, all you have to do is just breastfeed. I get it. There actually is now an alternative to creating your own baby formula with evaporated milk. It's circulating around. But the U.S. House has opened up an investigation into the baby formula shortage. There is a reason why, and, you know, you got to ask yourself, hey, are all the illegal immigrants getting all that baby formula, which is why we can't find in the store? What's behind all this? Is Abbott Laboratories and that little contaminated baby formula thing, is it all about that? Or is it just all about starving our babies because it's part of population control? What's it all part of? You can't find baby formula. People are in stores crying, tears rolling down their face because they went to the cupboard. The cupboard was bare, empty shelves, photos of loads of empty shelves where there would be baby formula normally stocked. And, of course, they're saying it's going to be weeks before they get more. The off-the-shelf race, you know, rates are above 50%. Tennessee, Delaware, Texas, Montana, Nevada, all showing high rates of missing formula. CVS, Kroger, Target, Walgreens have limited purchases on infant formula. CVS limited in-store and online purchases of baby formula to 3 per order. Kroger installed a limit of 4 per customer. This is not going to stop people from hoarding baby formula like they hoarded toilet paper, folks. And I really don't think it had anything to do with the fact that Abbott Laboratories had a recall on it, saying that Alimentum, Alacare, and Similac brands produced at a Michigan facility were tainted after 4 kids became sick with bacterial infections, resulting in 2 deaths. You know, it's not like the jab. And now Bill Gates wants to have his own fake formula. I may imagine how that works. I wonder what he's got in it, mRNA. Got to ask yourself those questions, folks. Don't stoop so low that you have to listen to that guy's bunk. That guy has one thing in mind: to fly around in his private jet, pollute the atmosphere with his carbon footprint, while acting smug in his hypocritical way, while trying to depopulate the world with his vaccine agendas. This man is evil, folks. This is part of the satanic ritual out there. And we'll get on with that and more news and your phone calls after this break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Two minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., May 16th. We're in Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us for this segment. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If anything you have to input into the program this morning, anything on your heart you want to talk about, are you pissed off at what's going on in the country and you want to do something about it? It was all about community over the weekend when we were at Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It was all about community. It's what you can do in your community to make a difference. We may not be able to reach out and touch Uncle Joe, you know, Scarecrow and his sidekick Giggles in the White House. We may not be able to reach out and touch them, but we sure can touch people close to us. Speaking of what's going on in my neck of the woods, a 15-year-old smuggler, was shot and injured during a traffic stop early on May 9th after he allegedly tried to run over a sheriff's deputy, according to Brad Coe, Kenny County Sheriff. This is our America's Patriot Militia is working with him right now in Kenny County. It's a rural border county in South Texas. The teen was smuggling five illegal aliens in his vehicle when he was stopped by DPS troopers and a sheriff's deputy. Teen is still in the hospital, and he'll be there for a while, according to Sheriff Coe. Bully for you, Sheriff. We're going to go ahead and file the charges for smuggling and attempted capital murder. That's going to be the bargaining chip. Use that to say, okay, we can reduce this. If you tell us where you picked everybody up at, let us know who you contacted, and on and on and on. Get more info. The more you cooperate, the easier we're going to go on you. Co said both the deputy and the Texas state trooper discharged their weapons, and Texas Rangers are investigating the incident like they always do every time there is a officer-involved shooting. The deputy isn't from Kinney County. He was working part-time in the county as part of Operation Lone Star. He declined to say which county the deputy's from. Operation Lone Star is Texas Governor Abbott's $3 billion border security initiative that has deployed more resources to beleaguered border areas. Coe said the vehicle belonged to the teen, 15 years old, lives in San Antonio. He got into something over his head, didn't know what to do, so he panicked and tried to run somebody over. Sheriff Coe said, looks like the parents are going to cooperate 110%, which is a good thing. They said they did not raise him that way. Well, apparently, Mom and Dad, you didn't know exactly what your kid was thinking, because if you did, you would have stopped this. He wouldn't be where he is right now. Boy, does he have a hard lesson to learn. Law enforcement officers got three of the five illegals he was transporting. The Rangers didn't respond by press time to a question regarding the anticipated timeline of their investigation. Coe, also, Sheriff Coe, was a Border Patrol agent in the area for 31 years before becoming sheriff, says he's never experienced such issues with smuggling. Never seen it this bad before, period, is what he said. And, you know, we should be funneling more money and resources down to our southern border, and what are we doing? Congress is trying to get us involved in a war with Putin. $40 billion they want to send to Ukraine? Well, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky just put the kibosh on that thing for a while. Said, we need a little oversight here in our spending. And while the leaders were unanimous in their agreement to proceed with passing the package, Paul refused to do so until changes to that legislation that will ensure an inspector general can monitor exactly how the billions of dollars are being spent is in place. Legislation's been approved by the House with strong bipartisan support in the Senate, still likely to pass. However, Paul's objection signified a departure from the overwhelmingly supportive stance Congress and the Biden administration have shown so far for Ukraine as Russian President Vladimir Putin continues with his, quote, special military operation, unquote. And, of course, Rand Paul is a libertarian, espouses many of the same things I do, like intervention abroad. We do not have to be the world's cop, folks. We have enough reason to have cop support at our southern border. But no, we got to send $40 billion with a B over to Ukraine, or at least that's what they want us to believe. How do we know that? How do we know a billion isn't going to the FBI? A billion isn't going to the CIA? A billion isn't going to the NSA so they can all accuse us of being domestic terrorists? How do we know? We don't know that. That's why Rand Paul wants oversight. You know, a long time ago, we could have, turned Moscow into a nuclear parking lot, but we didn't. And Sleepy Joe, Scarecrow, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's not the one running the shift show anyway. There's a whole network of people that are running that show, which I revealed on stage at the event over the weekend. As a matter of fact, even the corporate moguls are coming out and getting into Biden's head. Tesla CEO Elon Musk weighed in also about the 2024 presidential election, stating that while he firmly believes former President Trump should have his Twitter account reinstated, a less divisive candidate would be a better option. You know, where is Musk coming from? He wants somebody else that's going to cause less drama. Oh, yeah, the status quo. Now, you see, he pulled his pants down and showed everybody his Anthony Weiner, didn't he? Yeah, he just made it very clearly known exactly where his mindset is. He can't be trusted either. He's one of these globalists that flies around in a private jet. But he also said Biden was wrong to think he was elected to transform the country. Yeah, disinformation, junkie, Nina Jankowicz, all this. I mean, this is just crazy, folks. If I might add, one of the things that I did learn when I was in Myrtle Beach, a majority of the people that were there said, look, don't let this get under your skin. You have the power to do things. You may not be able to throw a brick through a White House window, but you sure as hell can make a difference as to what's going on in your own county by being part of the solution instead of part of the problem. And that's with your vote. That's with you showing up. In fact, I talked to somebody over the weekend that says, I'm going to be a poll watcher. I said, well, good for you. How about running for school board? How about running for a position on your local county school board? She used to be a teacher. And a lot of these people that were there personally had problems with their families that were basically shunning them because they refused to take the jab. And all I could do is pray for their families that they would live a long life and not be stricken with the neurodegenerative diseases that have been predicted to come upon them in the not too distant future. We already know this. The U.S. Solicitor General is advising the Supreme Court to deny Bayer's request in these Roundup lawsuits. Bayer continues to get an A for effort in trying to avoid compensating cancer-stricken Roundup weed killer users. And you know what's really amazing? All the crap is still in the stores. Go in any Home Depot, Lowe's, or any place where Roundup is sold or was sold or still is being sold. Yeah, it's still there. The U.S. Solicitor General, Delta Blow to Monsanto owner Bayer AG, advising the court it should deny the company's request for a review of a key Roundup cancer trial loss. Bayer said or has seen the Supreme Court as its last and best hope for putting a stop to the flood of lawsuits filed by tens of thousands of people claiming exposure to Roundup weed-killing products caused them to develop non-Hodgkin lymphoma. The brief filed by Solicitor General Elizabeth Prologar states there is no sound reason for the court to grant the review. We'll see how that plays out. And the Texas High Court, according to court services, court watchers, has okayed investigations into parents of transgender kids. We ran into a lady that was living in South Carolina who's got relations living in Mount Pleasant, Texas, that apparently have twin boys, 8 years old, and one of the boys is under the care of a pediatrician who wants to change the boy into a girl. The boy doesn't want to be a girl. He wants to be a boy. But they've been giving him drugs since he was 3 years of age. It's the pediatrician's... She's the mom, believe it or not. The pediatrician is the mother of this 8-year-old that she's trying to gender turn into a girl. Is that freaking crazy or what? In a 12-page ruling, the Texas Supreme Court ruled that the State Department of Family and Protective Services, we call them DPS down here, DFPS, is allowed to investigate the families of transgender children for abuse, with the one exception of a family that has already won an injunction against the state. So you see, this whole thing is in litigation right now. These gender transitioning procedures, according to the state of Texas, are wrong. What do you think? I mean, they've been given, the mom of this 8-year-old boy has been given him gender-changing drugs since he was 3, trying to turn him into a girl. And he's like, Mom, I don't want to be a girl. I want to be a boy. That's how I was born. I don't want to be a girl. And the mom is a pediatrician. What do you think, folks? 844-769-2944. Is that a little sick and twisted or what? Meanwhile, let's shift to the economy here, since everybody thinks that there's going to be a food shortage and a recession. Former Goldman Sachs CEO warns people to prepare for an economic recession. Hot Lloyd Blankfein, like we should trust him after he helped tank the country in 2008. One of these friggin' liars. Mark in Iowa, I think that's you holding. What's going on, sir?
Yeah, I got something really important I wanted to share with you. If everyone would go to Ukraine, Trek, TREK.com and put in natural resources, you'll find out the reason why we're over in Ukraine is the reason why we were over in Vietnam was the same reason, because of natural resources. But there's, according to the information I'm looking at, there's like 20,000 deposits of, and manifestations of 200 different minerals. 7,807 deposits of 94 types of minerals. And there's gold over there. It's like 3,200 tons that hasn't even been mined yet. And so, I mean, there's just so much economic wealth over there. And one thing that I really came across was with Tesla. And that is, they discovered something called blue gas, and it's called nano, and they're making a battery. This is why Tesla is involved over there, because they're actually, and you need to watch this movie. If you go back and watch the movie with Morgan Freeman, and called Chain Reaction in 1996, you need to watch that movie, because you'll understand what blue gas, you'll see it in there, in this movie, and it's hydrogen. If you go look at Webster's dictionary, what blue gas is, or it's the definition of carbon monoxide and hydrogen, but it takes a special type of gas in order to make this type of technology work. And so Tesla is developing a battery that will be this nanotechnology, and they got like $48 trillion of energy revolution. This is what they're predicting over there. It's $48 trillion worth of energy revolution to create a battery that will be hydrogen and water, carbon monoxide, and so they need this gas over there because it's a very special gas in order to do it. And so they can create this technology, which would revolutionize the whole entire, you know, world. That's why all this money's going in over there, because they're talking like you know, $48 trillion worth of energy revolution to the world.
Well, this is why Putin obviously wants the country, because he knows the same thing they know, wouldn't you think?
That's it. I mean, because, well, but, you know, if you go back to ancient Ukraine, now Crimea, ancient Crimea, the House of Israel, when they won their freedom in ancient, over in Babylon, the House of Judah was in Babylon, the House of Israel was in Nineveh in Assyria, in 721 B.C., but after that time, there came a time when the Medes and the Persians took over the empire, and the House of Israel conquered Babylon with the Medes and Persians. So after they won a lot of money and stuff like that and a lot of loot, they crossed the Caucasus Mountains, and they went down into what is called modern Crimea today, and they settled there. There was nobody there. And so all the 12 tribes of Israel were there during the Greek and Roman Empire. So, I mean, really, technically, Crimea really does belong to, you know, in modern-day Israel is the United Kingdom and the United States. So technically, you know, Crimea does belong to God's people, Israel. Russia really doesn't have any rights to have any of that land. Now, you could say other part of Ukraine, yeah, but not Crimea. And that's why they want Crimea, too, because it's so rich in and this technology, as you look up blue gas, and do the, you know, search on that, what is blue gas? You'll understand what's really happening over there and why Tesla is involved and the technology. But I think we do have a claim to be over there.
Yeah, for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. I mean, we could have done this diplomatically instead of going over there and putting boots on the ground and sacrificing our troops, which we know are over there. They can't tell us they're not. We know they are. Because people are calling up saying our loved ones have been killed. And, I mean, the word's getting out. There are boots on the ground over there. They're training troops over there. They're doing military. You can't. This is just like Vietnam, as you said before, Mark. All of this stuff. They're on the ground. They're doing training. They're doing advising. That's the same thing they did that got us involved in Vietnam in the first place. And so the same thing. You know, history repeats itself, folks. Mark, we appreciate your call. Thanks so much. We're talking earlier about Goya, not Goyim. We're talking about Goya, the CEO. He was warning us about this a long time ago. Bob Ewenui warned the world's on the brink of a food crisis. Speaking on Mornings with Maria Bartiromo, he argued the world has weaponized food. We're on the precipice of a global food crisis. Inflation, meanwhile, accelerated to a new four-year decade high in March with supply chain constraints. And, of course, what are they blaming it on? The Russian war in Ukraine, strong consumer demand fueling rapid price gains that wiped out the benefits of rising wages for most Americans. What about the lazy asses that are sitting on their butts right now not wanting to work? They'd rather live with mommy and daddy. You notice that seems to be a predominant thing going on in America? Meanwhile, on Twitter, we're talking about economy and business now. Twitter shares went on a roller coaster ride after Musk said the deal is on hold. He's still committed, but he said, you know, there's some interesting things going on with the platform. There's all these little spam bots and things that we have to fix, algorithms that need to be addressed. And he gave advice as to how to disconnect these algorithms so they don't affect what you put on Twitter, because there's still some stuff there, you know, that are basically looking at these spam fake accounts, represent less than 5% of users, all of these little garbage things going on right now, which is tainting Twitter. It's always something trying to stop him from acquiring the social media platform. In the meantime, Trump, Tesla's, Musk, a lot of other people out there vying for a position in the newly elected Republican Senate this coming November, like J.D. Vance in Ohio. J.D. Vance says, look like Joe is doing a great job making inflation his top priority, he wrote in a tweet. He's canceling all these oil and gas leases. Let me tell you, it's not a pretty picture as far as all the accusations of what the administration is blatantly lying about what they're doing. They aren't trying to help inflation at all. They're trying to screw this country of fossil fuel. They have no alternate plan. Never have, never will. And this is why every time they open the mic and see, you know, Peppermint Patty with the redhead, she's not there anymore. She went over to MSDNC. Now she can lie to you on that channel. And Biden continues to lie to the American people. He's just got, you know, an LGBTQ person doing it now. So, you know, again, we have a war, God versus Satan, going on here. And it's up to us to learn how we're going to navigate and survive locally. You can read all about this in the email blast we're going to send you. And we have to ask, what's going on in Ukraine as far as the food production being curtailed? The Americans need to pay attention to what they're doing over there. Revisit the details of the horrible Ukraine genocide where up to 7 million rural farmers and peasants died after their means to grow food was intentionally removed from them by death by hunger, by railroad. Railroads shut down the deliveries. Watch what happens here because of a move by Union Pacific Railroad to limit the volume on private boxcars carried by its rail lines. Oh, well, we need to reduce congestion. Halting transportation of livestock feed grain, forcing farmers to slaughter their cows and chickens because they can't get enough grain to feed them. This is one of the reasons why we have Marjorie Wildcraft plugged into our network of solution people. I just got a little message over our Nextdoor app about Wyandotte hens. They call them Wyandotte for a reason. And these are probably the quietest of the hens. And we're talking about egg layers out there. Six of those will crank out 1,500 eggs a year. You'll have more eggs than you know what to do with. You'll have 70-something thousand calories added to your diet, along with the veggies you grow in your greenhouse or in your raised bed gardens if you're not a victim of chemtrails. We certainly don't want all that crap that they're putting out in these airplanes falling all over your crops that you're dutifully trying to grow as a believer in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, doing what you can to help your community. It's one of the reasons why I managed to acquire a greenhouse last month, which I'm getting ready to start building to house container gardening of herbs and all sorts of other stuff we need to survive on. You know, I figure I don't have that much of a green thumb. My wife doesn't do too bad with it, but I don't have much of a green thumb. But see, with Marjorie Wildcraft being in tow, we should all learn to be successful horticulturists, grow our own herbs, raise our own chickens and rabbits. And yes, I know, if you don't like skinning rabbits, I get it. There are butchers who will do it for you. They might take part of your 75 rabbits that one buck and three does can produce. They might take part of that on shares to give you some meat to add 700,000 calories or whatever that calorie count is. It'll add all those calories to your diet. I don't know about pissing all over your crops like they're suggesting the Cuban farmers do. I mean, can you imagine 10,000 Cubans all peeing all over their lettuce? I mean, really? Then you got to wash it off. I know it's getting crazy. This is one of the reasons why we are talking about chickens. Besides Wyandotte hens being quiet, they're the quietest, according to what we're hearing, of all the egg layers out there. We used to have Rhode Island Reds, Buff Orpingtons. Araucanas, you know, they lay Easter eggs, for those of you who didn't know that. Seriously, green eggs, orange eggs, pink eggs. Yeah, Araucanas, it's amazing what they can do. Some of the chickens are a little noisier. Those laying hens are noisier than others. They say the Wyandotte is supposed to be the quietest of all of them. So if you don't want to arouse suspicion that you have a horticulture hen as part of your game plan. You don't want that out of the bag because of the fact that people can hear the noise. You know, they don't want to hear all that. You don't want that being heard. Wyandotte hens apparently are what you get, according to this article we saw on Nextdoor. For those of you who want to enroll in Nextdoor, there might be a community next to you. Nextdoor, your neighbors, you can at least communicate without putting an LRAD on top of your house so you can bark the British are coming in the middle of the night. I mean, it's an interesting concept as far as helping your community go get an LRAD that actually can transmit sound 5.7 miles across the valley to all of your neighbors and warn them, time to call to arms. Here's the thing. I was talking to a lot of guys over the weekend at the Myrtle Beach event. And we're all, you know, some of the guys are like, well, you know, Civil War, I don't know. Yeah, I brought it up again, and people are going, Dave, now you're being crazy again. Nope. I'm not being crazy when I'm talking about the fact that there are have-nots in America. You got to ask what those have-nots are. Those are people that don't and did not prepare. And all of a sudden, when the thief comes upon them and they find themselves without, they're going to go looking for it elsewhere, and that's where we're going to have a problem. I will talk about that more with your phone calls after we take this break, and we'll come back after the top of the hour here on the Power Hour. In the meantime, enjoy the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.